A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah, Dav Ches Amud Beis, 8b, pagination 16. Starting from approximately the 8th line on the page, towards the end of the line, Tanu Rabbanon Ganvach. We learnt regarding an abbreviation, Ganvach, which stands for different types of sukkahs that start with those critical letters, namely, sukkahs goyim, non-Jews, not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, sukkahs noshim, the sukkah of women, not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, sukkahs behema, the sukkah of an animal, built for animals, clearly not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkahs kusim, the sukkah built by kusim, a certain sect. Sukkah mikol makom kishera. The Braisa tells us a sukkah is kosher regardless. Uvilvad shetehei misukheches kihilchosa. As long as you put the schach on according to halacha, you're good. I don't care who it was made for. My kihilchasa, what does it mean that it was put on kahalacha according to the requirements? Rav Chisto explained, for who sha'asa'a litzel, it was made for shade. But as long as it was made for shade, it's good. And what we're going to see is that sometimes a sukkah might have some schach on it to make it an enclosure of sorts. Litznius, for privacy. You might have a roof on it for a dira, to make it a dwelling place. You might have it on top because it's an otzar. It's a storage area, and you just kind of throw some stuff on top to give it a little bit of a roof of something. We need that it should be put up there, the schach, for the purpose of sukkah-type dwelling, meaning for shade. We do not require that it be done l'shem chag for a holiday, for the sukkahs, but we do require that it be done for the purpose of shade. And being that all of these people, even though their focus would not be the yomtif necessarily, non-Jew was he's not that he's your hired hand and he was building it for your sukkah. We're talking about a guy who just built a hut. But if he built it in the way that appears shade was a focus, then it's a valid sukkah. Now, what happens if it's not a good sukkah? Let's say the schach that's up there does not have the halachic status of schach because it was put there for some other reason. So then it's considered schach posel. It's invalid. And simply adding schach to it is not going to get you the right amount of schach. You have to consider that schach as if it was, I don't know, metal bars, and then put on the right amount of schach, or flip the schach off in some way, and place it back down for the purpose of shade, for the right reason. Now, the Braisa which introduced the cases of Ganvach, again, Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim, made a comment, Mikol Makom, Sukkah Mikol Makom. A sukkah is good, as long as it was done for the purpose. La'asuye mai. What does mikom makom come to include? La'asuye sukkas rakvash. To include a different set based on this abbreviation. The Tanur Rabbanan, because we learned. Sukkas rakvash, which stands for sukkas roim, sukkas kayotzim, sukkas burginin, sukkah shomrei peiros. Different people who are out in the field, the last one is guarding the fruit. They make a very temporary structure. And we're told, sukkah mikol makom kshera, their sukkah is also going to be kasha. As long as it was done correctly. Asks the Gemara again, my kilchasa, what does it mean it was done correctly? Amar Rav Chista said, v'hu sha'asa litzel, as long as it was done for shade, sukkah mikol makom, and what do you mean when you say sukkah no matter what? La'asuye mai, la'asuye sukkah skan vach. The second brisa that used rakvash as the starting point, when it says mikol makom, it's referring to ganvach. So the Gemara develops this. Haitana de ganvach, the one that used the ganvach as a starting point, alimale ganvach, he preferred to start with ganvach, mishum de kvi'i, because those are more stable sukkahs. You're dealing with the sukkah. Good, he's a non-Jew. He's not chayiv in sukkah. He wasn't building it for a sukkah. But it's a stable edifice. He's building it. It's substance. It's here. V'katana mikom makom la'asuyei rakvash. And then we added on, oh, and by the way, you really should include rakvash cases also, the lokavi, which are not stable. They're very temporary. The guy is out there by his fruit, and he's guarding it for a few days, and he builds a hut. So we're telling you, oh, even that case is included. V'atana de rakvash, and the opinion that said rakvash, Alimale rakvash, he liked rakvash as an example, the bnei chiyuva ninu, because at least you're dealing with people who are obligated in sukkah. So even though they're temporary, they have a weakness, but they have a strength. It's a regular Jew. He just happens to be out there watching the fruit. So it's a pretty temporary dwelling, but it's done by a person who understands sukkah and would be thinking about sukkah. V'tana mikol makom la'asuyei ganvach. And he adds on the cases of ganvach. The la b'nei chiyuva ninhu, people who are not obligated. So this Gemara really gives us some very important and nice structure. Very sweet Gemara. What do you have to do to validate a sukkah? I don't need that you had in mind the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The non-Jew classic example, he didn't have in mind your sukkah. What he had in mind was a gazebo. But if he built the walls and he put on the right type of schach for the purpose of shade, then who cares? It'll work for me. And that's what this brisa is telling us. And the same thing is true with the more temporary structures. He was building something that he was going to use. It's all shady. I mean, built it for shade. But he didn't have sukkahs in mind, per se. The building is still standing. Sukkahs time. And you're on a chol hamoed hike. Slip right in. Eat your sandwich. And you're good.
Assuming there's no trespassing sign.
Assuming there's no trespassing sign. Right.
So there's really no concept of lochem here. Like
right. I mean, you're not allowed to steal. I mean, a sukkah gzula has its own halachas. But good. Okay. Now,
is there an issue if the sukkah has been there for a long time and it's not considered right?
So we'll jump straight to practical halacha. And the Mishnah Brura mentions in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Vav, the siman after this discussion, which tells you that everything's valid, the Mishnah Brura goes ahead and tells us that lechatchila tzorech lechadesh bo davar l'shem chag, you're supposed to do something new for it, for the purpose of sukkahs. And how much you have to do is a matter of discussion. Perhaps we'll get to it soon. But in lechatchila, we are going to do something to it because I understand its shade and I understand it's valid. And the Gemara is very clear about that. But for whatever reason, to make it lechatchila and the proper way to do it, we're going to be mechadish something, lift up the schach, and put it down for the purpose of sukkah.